Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. The warm weather brings many things that we enjoy, but it also means that hungry pests begin to emerge and spread to foraging spots such as trees, shrubs, gardens, and even field crops. To raise awareness of damaging pests, U.S. Secretary of Ag Sonny Perdue has proclaimed April 2019 Invasive Plant Pest and Disease Awareness Month. Staff at the Plant and Insect Diagnostic Clinic at Iowa State University have some tips and information for folks who may be wondering what they should keep an eye out for in their home and crops to keep those pesky invasive pests at bay. Invasive pests and plant diseases have a huge impact on our lives, especially here in rural Iowa, by harming plants that we rely on to eat, make a living, shade our homes, protect our environments, and so much more, shares Laura Isles, director of the Plant and Insect Diagnostic Clinic. These plant pests and diseases are called invasive due to the fact that their origins are from outside the geographical boundaries of a particular location. They include various species of fungi, bacteria, moths, beetles, flies, caterpillars, ants, worms, and even snails, all of which can be easily transported from one location to another when moving outdoor gear, moving homes, or even sharing plants. An example of an invasive pest is the widely talked about emerald ash borer, as it is neither native to Iowa or even North America. The emerald ash borer is native to Asia and believed to have arrived in the U.S. by wooden shipping pallets and is responsible for the destruction of millions of ash trees in 30 states. It's mostly moved from location to location by humans, moving firewood that contain larvae or pupa. Emerald ash borer larvae kill any unprotected ash tree. Although there is a biological control program started, the only way to protect an ash tree is with insecticide treatments. And more about an upcoming mission by humans, moving firewood that contain larvae or pupa. Emerald ash borer larvae kill any unprotected ash tree. Although there is a biological control program started, the only way to protect an ash tree is with insecticide treatments. And more about an upcoming informational meeting on emerald ash borer here in Cass County in a bit. As it goes with invasive pests, though, many are able to hitchhike on items that humans move around, hence the Awareness Month. For example, the spotted lanternfly can lay egg masses on vehicles, camp chairs, and other items. They sometimes look like mud splatter and may go unnoticed, and they may contain up to 50 eggs in each laying, enough to start an infestation in the new location. The main point of trying to raise awareness is that we keep these pests in mind while cleaning and maintaining gardens and adding new plants this spring. It's also important to purchase new plants from nurseries that follow all precautions to prevent the movement of invasive pests. Be cautious of buying plants from private individuals through websites or taking plants dug from a yard that go across state lines. If you do share plants among friends, make sure you keep them local so you are not spreading an invasive species into a new area. The USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service offers a program to educate the public about invasive species and suggests small everyday steps to protect native species. You can check those out on their website. The program also features a state-by-state breakdown of pests based on host plants present in the state and confirmed sightings. Of course, if you want to determine or confirm the identity of a pest you find in your garden or field, collect a sample or take a well-lit in-focus picture and send it to the ISU Plant and Insect Diagnostic Clinic. All submission information is on their website, or you can give us a call here at the Extension office, and we'd be more than happy to point you in the right direction. Along those lines, a reminder that there is a public meeting on the Emerald at 8 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. The meeting is for anyone interested in learning more about the recently confirmed emerald ash borer infestation here in Cass County. It is free and no registration is required. So join us tomorrow evening from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center to learn more about the emerald ash borer, the small beetle that kills all species of ash trees. And again, this federally regulated insect has now been found in 66 Iowa counties and continues to spread across the state. So join us tomorrow evening to learn what this might mean for ash trees in your area, some preventative measures you can take, and some treatment options if you believe you have an emerald ash borer infestation or if you just have an ash tree you would like to protect. And finally, one more quick reminder. If you are a youth who is planning to show livestock at the 2019 Cass County Fair or the Iowa State Fair, you must attend a YQCA training. YQCA stands for the Youth for the Quality Care of Animals and is required for all 4-H or FFA members who wish to exhibit market livestock at the Cass County Fair or Iowa State Fair. The first training is a face-to-face training that is coming up next week, Tuesday, April 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. There is no fee to participate, but pre-registration is required by the end of this week, so please do give us a call. It's due by tomorrow, April 18th. There will also be a second training, day camp, June 19th. That is for 4th through 6th graders only. You also have the option to do an online training. That can be done via the YQCA website and costs $12 per member to complete that online training. For more information on either of those training options, you can check out your 4-H newsletter. And, of course, you can also give us a call here at the office if you need to register for the upcoming training next Tuesday, April 23rd at 6 p.m. For questions on all upcoming programs and events here at the Cass County Extension Office, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at the Cass County Extension website or follow our Facebook page. And of course, you can stop by our office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, and we would be happy to help you there as well. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.